You are now listening to the Geek Bro Network. Check out geekbro.net. That's how geeking is done.
I had balls floating wet, green grass. I got a chainsaw motor that's filled with rain. But when it sings like Bach, the eyes all bulge. And when the pink sun drops, the eyelids fold while I'm in deep REM sleep or twilight zones. I take a freight elevator, better fast forward. I get to grind these teeth and peek through time. If I can bring things back and feed back wild and wet, I saw the future.
Hey, this is V the Fried Nugget.
Hey, this is Tim the Mumble.
Hey, guys, this is Q the Face.
Hey, this is Kenny the Bear with the underscore in front of it.
Hey, this is Pedro the Air Horn.
And this is the Talking Geek.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are officially recording. Thank you for listening to The Talking Geek, your part talk, part sass, all things geek podcast. As always, I am Q, and with me I have...
Pedro Cortez, dropping everything around him as we're getting ready to record. I'm a bear that can't hold on. I got big paws, no fingers.
Nimble, nimble. And next to him we have...
This is Kenny, Mr. Underscore, as everybody knows. I'm also a bear, but I'm not the bear. Let's just put it that way.
Yes. And so this week we're going to go on some what we like to call our evergreen episodes. No geek news. We dropped that before. We're just going to go straight in. And we decided we had such a good time doing the Disney Pixar bracket.
Define good. That was pain. That was pain to make those choices.
You're right.
I'm sorry. That was it hurt my heart.
It did, but it made for a good episode.
It made my heart stronger afterward, though, so it was worth it.
And so what we've decided to do is now a Marvel bracket. That includes almost all of the recent ones. I think the only one that isn't on this particular bracket is the Ant-Man and Wasp movie.
Avengers movie.
No, it's... Oh, you're right.
I feel that there are more missing. We're missing Iron Man 2 here.
You're right. We're missing Iron Man 2.
You're missing Hulk. You're missing...
Because I, you know...
Yeah, I mean, I know it's not the best, but there's a couple ones. I don't know. I just felt that there were more Marvel movies. I don't know why I thought...
I thought so, too, but I really only think we're missing about two of them on here, which is Iron Man 2, and nobody needed to put that on this list. I agree. And then Ant-Man and Wasp.
I think that was realistic of,
Yeah, we don't need to. Don't even put it on there.
We're good.
And then Ant-Man and Wasp, which I haven't seen, so that's fine by me. And I don't consider Hulk... While Hulk is a Marvel movie, it wasn't in this new phase of Marvel.
It was.
The one with Edward Norton?
Yeah. That is canon.
Ah, boo.
Is that really canon?
It is canon, yeah.
That's so bad. Well, I guess...
I mean, remember, it has Tony Stark. It has fucking Robert Downey Jr. at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's about as fucking canon as you can get.
You're right. But no. But that... I mean, I also agree with
yes,
that.
But no.
Yeah, yes, but no. So, we're going to... post an image of this bracket on our Instagram so that you can go and reference what it is that we've got. But just to kind of go over it, on the left side of the bracket, we have Thor against Guardians of the Galaxy. We have Ant-Man versus Avengers Age of Ultron. We have Spider-Man Homecoming against Captain America Winter Soldier. And then we have the first Avengers movie against Black Panther. And we'll go that, you know, we'll go bracket for bracket first on either side. So, I mean... This side for me was easier than the other side, so I'll go first because I can give a shit. Thor versus Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's almost a buy.
Yeah,
actually.
I almost feel like this was just like we just put it there because we had to put it there.
Yeah.
There's a couple of these I feel that way.
Yeah, but I am gonna assume Kenny, you went with Guardians of the Galaxy as well.
Yes, I'm not gonna be controversial in this one. This one,
and there's no need for controversy. This one's a gimme.
Straightforward. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. And then okay, so next we have Ant-Man versus Avengers: Age of Ultron. And since I went first, we're gonna go the other way. Kenny, you go first with this one.
Actually, this was a little bit tougher than I thought. It took me about a second more than I normally would want to. I ended up going with Avengers: Age of Ultron.
I did as well.
I went with Ant-Man.
Yeah. Sort of the problems with Age of Ultron have come in with time. I still like that movie, but it definitely suffers from kind of middle movie syndrome.
Yes,
where it's sort of like kind of an in between, and also as we mentioned many times, it suffers from being kind of part one of a movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of finished off later on.
Right.
Yeah, Ant-Man, I we've talked about this many times where it just didn't really do much for me. Like, suffers for bad villain.
No, that's really the turning point. It's just, if you had to put it up, what villain is worse? Ultron or David Cross?
Well, I like Ultron a lot. I like James Spader. And having that James Spader voice talking as a fucking robot is...
My problem is that I really love Paul Rudd. And
I do too.
I really enjoyed him as Ant-Man. And for me, what ended up happening with me in Age of Ultron, when it came out, I thoroughly enjoyed the movie. Still semi-thoroughly enjoy the movie. But once you rewatch it, I see more of the issues with it and its storyline and things like that.
Definitely issues pop up more from having the other movies come after it.
Afterwards.
Like, that really kind of like... Ooh.
And I think that Marvel realized what was happening and then they changed it. So for that standpoint, and because with Marvel, for me, Ant-Man was like a breath of fresh air from everything else that was going on and had been set up so far ahead. Then that was more serious. Marvel always is fun, not so serious like DC.
Yeah.
But Ant-Man was just like a breath of fresh air. And in all honesty, I laugh with my wife when she watches it because she thoroughly enjoys it so
that
hardcore.
That fucking sheep.
Man. She loses it every single time. She still loses it now. If I tell her right now about having a little tiny baby sheep, she'll just start laughing. So it was hard. Like I did pause and I was like, okay, let me really weigh this out. I still went with Ant-Man on that one.
Yeah.
So next is Spider-Man Homecoming versus Captain America, Winter Soldier. Bear,
so
kick
bad
it off.
For Homecoming.
Oh yeah, that's the problem. So Homecoming, like, love the new Peter. I love Tom Holland. I do like Homecoming a lot, but Winter Soldier is really, really fucking good. And that could have been great even just outside of the MCU.
Yeah.
As a whole movie, it's just
really good.
Really, really fucking. And I've watched that maybe like four or five times. And there's only one other movie
on this
list that I've seen that many times, and it holds up. Like, Winter Soldier holds up every time because it just feels like straight up like a spy political thriller.
Yeah. I went with Winter Soldier. Kenny obviously went with Winter Soldier, too. Yeah. I also enjoyed Spider-Man Homecoming. Spider-Man Homecoming was the kind of movie that had to grow on me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I saw it, I thought it was kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw it a second time, and I was like, okay, no, this is entertaining. And then I've seen it now like three or four times because if I catch any Marvel movie on TV, I'm just going to sit down and watch it. Yeah, I'm just going to watch it. I loved seeing Michael Keaton, and that was fantastic.
He was great. Actually having a compassionate villain.
Yes.
Maybe not compassion might not be, but being a villain where you're like, you're not black and white.
Yeah. So, but for me, Winter Soldier, hands down, Winter Soldier for me is in my top five all-time like X-Men included, all
like
of these
superhero
like superhero movies.
Superhero movie,
yeah.
It's in the top five.
It's in
the
top five
movies.
For me. So there's just no question for me on that aspect. Captain America, they really should have put, I almost wish they would have put Thor and Spider-Man against each other because then I would have like.
Well, I mean, Spidey would have, yeah.
Spidey would have got, I think, anything against the first Thor movie.
Let's put it this way. This is the one where we're like, well, we like this up and coming. Unfortunately, it went.
Yeah, it just met a Mack truck.
Yeah, just, you know, unfortunately it got derailed.
All right, so. Bear, you're going to start this one, and this one is against Avengers versus Black Panther.
This was actually the hardest one out of all of them, because the fact that the first Avengers works as well as it does is a miracle, and the fact that it still holds up very, very well every time I watch it, but Black Panther is really fucking good. Like, I really love Black Panther. I love the world they built. So I gave it to Avengers 1 because of the stakes that were involved with it, and this is just one of those things where like it's everybody together, and that kind of went that edges it out a little bit for me.
Yeah, Kenny,
it wasn't as hard as it was for you, Pedro. Unfortunately, I just went with the Avengers first.
Okay,
Avengers 1. Black Panther, great movie, great villain. It's
one of the best.
It's a very well thought out movie. Unfortunately, Avengers, it's the team-up movie. It's really hard to go. It's really hard for a standalone to beat a team-up movie. But, you know, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
I'm with you guys. I went with the first Avengers. I enjoyed Black Panther. I enjoyed the movie. It is a very well-made movie. But you just can't beat the first team-up. You can't beat what it was for when it came out and what it was setting up for here on out.
Yeah.
So I definitely went with Avengers. So we're going to finish this side. And now, for me, I have to go Guardians of the Galaxy versus Ant-Man. Because it's my...
So let's go.
What did you choose?
Well, between Guardians of the Galaxy and Ant-Man, I went with Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
That makes sense.
Definitely went with Guardians of the Galaxy 1. Your two brackets, Kenny and Bear, are the same.
Yeah, and I went with Guardians because Guardians is fucking
great.
Yeah,
Guardians. This is Guardians really... Is Guardians. Yeah, Guardians is Guardians. Ant-Man could be whatever... Avengers Age of Ultron was fine.
It doesn't beat Guardians.
Yeah.
Guardians is like one of the best three Marvel movies still. I'll say the three afterward because the other two are on the fucking near the end.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So now we have the same where we're all having Winter Soldier go up against the first Avengers. And now here is where things will change for me because I went Winter Soldier. Even though it's against a team.
But that's why I said,
but we'll wait till later.
Because it's the quality of the movie.
It's
so fucking good.
It is absolutely fantastic.
Honestly, it's really, you know what it is? And Tiff, my girlfriend, is very apprehensive to watch any Captain America movie because she hates Captain America. She needs to watch this movie.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like a lot of people hate Captain America based off of other types of media, but like, I feel that the way that they've made Cap in the movies like makes him vastly more likable than he even is in the comics.
I was actually going to agree to that, and I was going to say the same thing. He's much more likable, and I accept him more in the movies than I would be very... it's doubtful that I would pick up a Captain America comic book.
Yeah.
And that I love Superman, which to me, they're very similar in their stance with what...
Justice American
right,
way.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So while I love Superman for that, I also love Iron Man. So I'm a very, very... I'm a very controversial oxymoron when it comes to my superheroes.
What I love so much about what Chris Evans brings to it is that, like, he really does feel like a liberal arts student that was just like... because he believed, like, no, I'm going into, when he went into World War II, he's like, I'm going into this war because I believe in defending my country. But he was a fucking pipsqueak.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he becomes this big buff dude, but that doesn't change the fact that he has a bleeding heart.
Yeah.
That he has this level of compassion. And that changes depending on who's writing Captain America. But what Evans does that really gets me is that he gets what I love about Captain America, that it's not a jingoistic character. It's somebody that believes in what America represents.
Yes. And I will... I forgot what I was going to say now, but I know that I wanted to say something. Oh, you were talking about his writing, like the asinine idea to make Captain America a fucking Hydra agent. You fucking fool.
And the only way that would work is if you bent reality, which is exactly what ended up happening. So it was one of those things where even though it's like, oh, you guys got to redefine that. It's like, no, motherfucker. We know exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Something had cosmic bullshit had to happen.
Yeah, because if not, it just didn't make sense.
It makes no fucking sense.
All right. So now... we are all left with the same end bracket, which is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, man. This hurt.
Versus Winter Soldier.
Oh, hey, look. Two of my top three.
Honestly, it didn't hurt as much.
Oh, no. This one hurt me.
Didn't hurt as
because much. Because they're such different movies.
Yeah.
Before I tell you before we go into the decision, for me, they're such different movies. Guardians of the Galaxy totally changed the style of what they were doing. The feel of it felt very old school. The music, the soundtrack, it was more colorful.
Right.
And all of this other stuff. Then you have Winter Soldier, which is a much more serious, like you said, political, spy-esque type movie. So we're going from a dancing branch to like this best friend who now is on the other side. And like there's so much more emotion that is attached to that.
And specifically, Guardians had the unenviable task of having to prove Marvel space stuff.
Yes.
Which Marvel space stuff has never, in my opinion, been really good.
It hasn't been worked out.
It so hasn't,
the
like
space
DC,
opera, the
DC
space
has
opera
a,
was done very well.
DC has a much better, well-defined space section to their comics than Marvel does for me. And this proved that, one, you can make it interesting, and two, it's just, it holds up so well. Good action, good comedy, like likable characters, like it packs a lot.
And you introduced a whole handful of new characters, and everybody ate them up.
Yeah,
that's
immediately.
Really,
we had no idea who the fuck these people are, but they're great.
They were great. Everybody fell in love with Star-Lord or Gamora or, like, everybody. There was something about each one of those characters that literally, even, and now that two of them have come out, like, I've had different favorite characters depending on which movie I'm watching. Like, the first one, obviously, everybody loved Groot, but I loved Rocket in Guardians of the Galaxy 1. But then I loved Drax.
Oh, yeah, Drax was great.
In Guardians of the Galaxy 2. So they do this really well. Good thing also in a new team movie, making sure that each one of them is developed in such a fashion that you can enjoy all of them.
Yeah.
You can enjoy moments of just one or two. Because I think even Avengers struggled a little bit when it came to their group. I don't really care to watch, I don't know, a 10-minute scene of just Hawkeye. Like, I really don't give a shit about that.
Yeah, he's definitely the weak link in that
group.
He
is, right? And then so you have that moment. But in Guardians of the Galaxy, if they would have given me 10 minutes alone with Drax, I would have watched it. 10 minutes alone with Rocket, yeah. Done it. Any of those characters, I'm like, yeah, give it to me. Well, I'm going to eat it up.
I think we talked about in our review, I mean, I'm just going to bring up Guardians 2, even though it's on the other side of the bracket. But what they did was they balanced, like, oh, here are the people who are going to be the comedy. Here's the people the drama. Drax, more heavy with drama, talking about his family.
Yeah.
And then the second one, like, he's kind of dealt with that, so he's going to be the comedy relief. Rocket has to deal with his shit.
Right.
Star-Lord has to deal with his shit. So these characters that used to be kind of the comedy leads are now the dramatic leads, and they get shifting that is,
great.
Like, really, really smart.
Which, to touch on, I understand what happened with Gunn. I don't know how I feel. And right now, Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is not moving. It's
no,
nothing.
No, it's at a standstill, yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, I'm going to watch it because it's a Marvel movie, but the difference is that if they throw away Gunn's script, I'm not going to watch it until I can see it for fucking
free. Well, Drax said that Dave Bautista even said
so
that he doesn't want to do it.
Well, he's going to do it because he has to do it for the contract, but if they take away the script also, he's going to try to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Which, look,
which
I understand.
Which will just delay everything even more.
I understand the concept of a family-friendly company not wanting to work with somebody with a provocateur, right? Because that's what he was. He just said shit to make you fucking react.
Yeah.
That's just what some artists do.
Yeah.
And that's what James Gunn did with his movies before he hit big. But that's also 10 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
And he's apologized for it multiple times since then. Like, he is
even
not
before,
the same person.
Even before being called out by the industry,
yeah.
He had already apologized.
People had
for
brought
what
it up in interviews, and he literally said, hey, you know what? That was fucking wrong. That was a wrong thing to say. I was just trying to get a reaction. I'm not that person anymore. I don't say shit like that.
Right.
And again, it's something that Disney fucking knew about, because you don't get hired at Disney without somebody checking your fucking shit. So.
Exactly. But it wasn't until a bigger group of people made a fuss about it that then all of a sudden it was this big, oh, we must let him go, because that's exactly what happened.
And then it's just a bunch of these conservative fucks that come in and wanting to make a trouble, basically using liberal tactics of finding shitheads and then using it to ruin everybody's fun. So they can go suck a fucking dick.
So
anyway, let's get back to
this. Let's get back to this. A little policy. That's my wife.
Yeah. Ah. It's fine. I'll throw her in the fucking trash. She's tiny.
All right. So I'm going to go first.
No, should we all just say it at the same time?
I mean, I think we could try.
Yeah, right.
All right. All right. One, two, three.
Winter Soldier.
Oh, okay. So me and Bear have gone Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And Kenny has gone Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's tough. That's
that
one,
was
that
a tough one.
It's almost a coin flip because it's literally just like what you're looking for. But I feel that Winter Soldier did the spy thing fucking perfect. And it was so hard to pull off because you're expecting one thing from a superhero movie and you got something else. Whereas Guardians is kind of what you would expect from something like that, but it does it really, really well.
Yes. And I will agree with you on that. And I'll just say
so
that
close. It's so close.
I enjoyed Guardians of the Galaxy. That's probably the movie I've seen the most amount of times on this bracket side of things. It's the one I've seen the most next to Winter Soldier, which I've seen a bunch of times. But it's also just my kind of movie. I like the seriousness, the emotional buildup, that friendship betrayal, not knowing what to do. Like, everything that had to do with that story was great. I love Guardians, but Winter was for me. So, Kenny, you're the only one that went Guardians.
Yeah.
Why?
I wanted to throw a curveball.
Kenny knew.
You know, honestly, I downloaded an app on my laptop here that is actually a coin that flipped for it.
You should have rolled die. You do it in our fucking D&D games all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
However, the reason why is because it's in the same vein of what Q brought up is, honestly, it's the movie that most appeals to you. And Guardians of the Galaxy, look, there's nothing wrong with Winter Soldier. Honestly, it is in my top five when it comes to it. But if I had to choose between watching one or the other, I will always
go Guardians.
Go for Guardians. It was so perfectly balanced with the amount of comedy mixed in with the drama. It, because of that movie, all these other movies that have come out now that do that same kind, like a lot of Marvel movies now do that, including the ones that came after Civil War, Thor Ragnarok. The list goes on.
I would say
on.
Thor Ragnarok is the closest to Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, yeah. And they were. That was the best thing to do for a Thor movie, yeah. was go Guardians of the Galaxy style.
Yeah, because every other way sucked.
Right. And totally like revamp that idea of Thor because it was failing. Like,
well,
Thor was,
he's also not the same character that he was even in the second movie.
Right.
Like he is a different character after, you know, crashing into all these fucking weird ass humans.
So now we know that on the left side, Bear and I have Winter Soldier to go up against. We're not sure what. But Kenny will have Guardians of the Galaxy to go up against. Now, on the other end, we have Doctor Strange versus Iron Man 3, Civil War, Captain America, Civil War against Thor, the Dark World. Oh, my God. Guys, you already know. Thor Ragnarok against Captain America, the First Avenger. Mm-hmm. And then Guardians of the Galaxy 2 versus the first Iron Man. Whoa. This side was like... Meh.
This side was, I mean,
one of them.
This side was.
I will get to the one that really hurt me. So, Kenny, you'll start this one off because I started off the last one. Doctor Strange versus Iron Man 3.
Doctor Strange. I am sorry. I had to go by the villain again. This is what I go by at the end of when I go between two is which villain did I hate more?
And that is, oh man, no, because fucking Doc Strange has one of the worst villains out of all of them.
One, where, but not the worst.
No, and I would argue that Killian is a way fucking more interesting villain than he is. Not necessarily because of who Killian is, but this is why I like Iron Man 3 so much, is the villain in this isn't fucking Killian. It's Tony's past. Him being a fucking dickhead for so long, causing so much shit, and then having to pay for it later on when he's trying to be better.
I also went Iron Man 3, as much as I loathed many aspects of Iron Man 3, and we talked about that in our review.
Yeah.
I liked Doctor Strange, but that movie for me had more problems than like had more negative aspects of it than positive aspects of it.
Yeah.
Was it a beautiful movie? Beautiful.
Yep.
Gorgeous. But the way that they ramped up Doctor Strange's level of, like, even just down
too
to
fast, too
way
fast.
Too fast. Way, way too fast. And I know that DC is is more of the world that likes to really focus on origins, like, to the point that we're going to watch four movies of the same origin sometimes and have it. I think you needed that with Doctor Strange, especially with him later on in fucking Infinity War. It was rushed too much. I did not like the villain. I went with Iron Man 3. Also for the same reason, when you go back, like, I'm glad that you brought that up. Really, the villain is Tony himself, and going through all the shit that he's going through because of himself.
Each villain is something that either he or his father created.
Yeah, totally.
And that's like, fuck, I have to deal with. And I've mentioned it many times. I know a lot of people were not happy with the Mandarin reveal. I think the Mandarin is a stupid fucking character in the comics. So to do what they did to make him, one, more of a terrorist, works in that world, and two, make him a puppet to the military-industrial complex, which is also the villain that Tony fucking helped create, works better thematically.
Now, I agree with half of your statements. I like making him a terrorist.
Yes.
I did not like you making him now fake. That was my problem. I was cool with changing it, making him a terrorist, making it a little bit more modern. Totally cool with all of that. The videos were, that was interesting. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, you're still giving your weapons of mass destruction to somebody else that you helped create and do all of this other stuff, right? You could have gone that way. When they made him a fake actor that was doing that, I was like, why? Especially with the actor that was playing the Mandarin. I actually enjoyed him as that character. Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name now.
Ben Kingsley.
Yeah, he was great. Now you made him a bullshit guy. I was like, no, you keep that. So that part I didn't like. Just like I didn't like fucking, I'm really mad because 20 years ago you left me on a roof for 15 minutes for some pussy. Like that was the weakest reason. But again, I still found it better than Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange, I've seen it twice. And I only saw it the second time because I had forgotten half the shit the first time I saw it. And so that was my thing. So now we have going up. Barry, you'll kick off this one.
All right.
Well, actually, it doesn't really matter. We'll just say this one all at the same time.
It's all
Civil War. Civil War versus Thor the Dark World.
Civil War.
Yeah.
Very easy.
I think we don't even really have to go into it that much.
Nope. You guys already know.
Why do we need transition movies? No.
Now, here we go. Barry, you'll kick this one off.
Okay.
Thor Ragnarok versus Captain America First Avenger.
I know a lot of people don't like Cap 1. I think it's a fine movie. I think it works, especially for that character. this, I don't normally like World War II movies, but this worked, again, because of what they were setting up. But Thor Ragnarok was so fucking good. So unexpected when we went into the trailers. Obviously, by the time we saw the movie, we were expecting it to be actually pretty funny. I obviously went Thor Ragnarok. It's a lot of fun. It saved a character that definitely was way too fucking serious. It actually showed that Chris Hemsworth kind of is a better comedic actor than he is a action guy, yeah, which is what happens a lot with these guys. That's definitely Thor for me.
I actually am obsessed with anything and everything World War II. So World War II movies don't bother me, and I actually think that I enjoyed Captain America: First Avenger even more on the next go around after watching Winter Soldier and rewatching First Avenger. Give me more of an appreciation.
It gives you more. It also gives you. So going back to Iron Man 3, having the context to see an entire character's arc. One of the reasons why I liked it so much is at the very end of Iron Man 3, Tony is a fucking completely different character than he was when he started. Now, Cap isn't as much of a different character, but it's more seeing his growth from being, again, the liberal arts student pipsqueak to being this hero that basically followed his beliefs.
Yeah.
And it cost him everything.
Now, having said that, I chose Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
And I chose Thor Ragnarok for many reasons. One big one was you saved a character that was going to be very important later, even more who was important, but you weren't selling me on him, and now that movie made me like him more. Two, he's even hotter in this one because he cut his fucking hair. I'm so happy about that. I'm sorry, it's the girl moment of me. Like, thank God you cut his fucking hair.
What's wrong with long hair?
Nothing. It's sexy on many people, just not him. And not in that fashion. Just like when Captain America came out with that fucking beard, yo, I was like, yes, is what Chris Evans.
Oh, you mean Solid Snake?
Yo,
yeah, Solid Snake.
That was amazing.
Yeah,
so,
that was a good look for him.
But also because of something like I loved what they did with Hulk in Thor Ragnarok.
Yes. Saved another character.
Saved another character, made you see a totally different side of Hulk, a more comedic side of Hulk that you don't normally get because Banner is so serious and so anti being the Hulk and that this, their dynamic together was fantastic. Even, and Loki was always a good character. Loki's the only reason that the other Thor movies even worked to some extent was because of Loki. And he's great in this one, too. Like, the three of them together did a really good job. And because, to this moment, I still, and I've only seen Thor Ragnarok once, I still will not forget the first 5 minutes of that movie.
The fucking play, right?
Yeah.
The play and Thor hanging from a chain.
Yes.
And him going, wait, let me come back around. Come back around. I can't take you seriously if I'm not facing you. And then him coming back. Okay, talk to me again. Like, all of that, for me, was just, it set the tone. You knew exactly what you were getting into from those very first 5 minutes of the movie. And that was, and I liked the style. Very Guardians of the Galaxy. I enjoyed Guardians of the Galaxy, so I enjoyed what they did with Thor Ragnarok. Kenny, what did you have going?
I mean, it's got the fucking Hulk in it, bro.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's not even
like, other than the fact that it should have been called Planet Hulk, not Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, no, it was kind of Planet Hulk.
Other than that, no, it's pretty much what it was. Yeah. It's just that instead of, you know, instead of have Billy Ray, you had fucking Thor go against Hulk, right? But, you know, they couldn't have Silver Surfer in this. Whatever. Anyway, continue on. Honestly, the way that this was from beginning to end, the same way that I felt about Guardians of the Galaxy, it was done very well. It had the comedy in it. It had the drama in it. It had enough where you could care about what was going on in the fucking movie.
Yeah.
The villain was great. I'm trying to remember his name. I think it's Rampage. I think is what his name is. Mayhem, which is the underling to Hela.
Oh, yeah. The Aelmer.
Yeah.
Aelmer from Lord of the Rings.
Yes. That he goes around and he goes, I got these from Midgard. from a place called Tejas. I love it. It was great, but...
And also Hulk dick jokes.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Which is fucking great. I couldn't hear anything for like about a couple seconds after because the theater just fucking popped.
Hilarious.
No, it was great. Like on it, and the parts with Hulk were just perfect enough that you didn't oversell... You didn't overuse the fact of comedic Hulk.
Yeah.
You used it just enough. Jeff Goldblum, Honestly, perfect.
Oh, my God. So perfect
character for Jeff Goldblum.
So good.
Just like they got the commercial that he does in Apartments.com, and they threw him in this movie.
God, that clip at the very end. The
oh,
the
my God,
scene,
yes.
Just like, I've allowed you all to win, and it's just fine.
But, yeah, so, yeah, Thor Ragnarok, hands down.
All right, so the last one I'll kick off on this side for the main bracket is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 versus the first Iron Man.
Oof.
That's easy.
For me, it was very easy, actually. Yeah. And I went Iron Man.
Iron Man 1.
And
Iron Man 1.
Yeah, and I enjoyed certain aspects of Guardians of the Galaxy 2, but I didn't enjoy it as much as the first one. And I had some issues with the dragging out of Star-Lord and his dad. Like, that whole, like, some of those aspects of it for me just didn't hit it.
Didn't stick for you?
It didn't stick for me. What Guardians of the Galaxy 2 did for me was, I cared more about everybody else but Star-Lord. And that was very strange for me. I cared more about Drax and more about Groot and more about Rocket and what they were going through and what they were trying to figure out, especially Rocket, what he was going through, and poor little Groot being abused and all of that other shit.
He gets his fucking Ravager jacket.
I know, but he's adorable,
great.
But they're bullying him.
Yeah.
Like that was sad. I was like, this poor little creature, and like I couldn't do. So there was a lot of things, and then Iron Man just started everything.
Yeah, no, straight up. It's what made all of this possible.
Yes, and so I have to give credit where credit is due.
It's also in my top three of those movie-ties movies.
So we all went with Iron Man. So for the most part, we all have, me and Bear have everything the same, and Kenny has.
I think we, at this point, yeah, we have everything.
No. On the right-hand side, Kenny's the only one that chose Doctor Strange. So Kenny, you shoot out first. Doctor Strange and Civil War, which
is... Oh, no, that's it. Pretty much like the Miami Dolphins in the playoffs, they probably will go one round in and then get destroyed when they actually play against a real contender, unfortunately.
The real contender being...
which is Captain America Civil War.
Yeah, Civil War.
Destroys, I'm sorry, and I honestly think that it'll also destroy Iron Man 3. I'm just going to go ahead and just say that.
I would have given it over Iron Man 3. Again, I really enjoyed Iron Man 3, but like Civil War, that's the example of just having the pop and sizzle of like everybody fucking facing off. And
yeah,
also that ending is...
The ending was...
No, the ending was done great. It peppered in. It was peppered in throughout the whole movie. They just never alluded to it, even though I don't like what they did with Baron Zemo. Other than that, it was done very well.
I also went Civil War. That was just a fantastic movie. And really, I love what it does with non-comic book readers, just Marvel fans, like Marvel movie fans. And that just down to the, are you Team Cap? Are you Team Stark? For example, my wife was like, I'm Team Stark. Until you realize what that actually means. It's not just like which character. You're like, no, I kind of agree with Cap.
Yeah.
But I love Tony Stark. So it makes this really weird like situation happen. And then with the actuality of what's happening between Cap and Tony as friends, then really you're like, no, now I'm definitely Team Stark, you fucking dick.
Freedom versus safety. That's pretty much what everybody had
no,
to go
here's,
with.
I always go back to this. You knew who the fuck killed my parents. You knew this. For a long time, and didn't tell me. That's a big talk. That's
he didn't know for a long time.
Not a long time.
He knew
time.
Long enough.
He knew from the course of the fucking movie.
And you still said nothing, and you were
no,
still defending
No, the course
him.
Of the movie went through days.
Yeah, like
so he knew for days.
He knew, he knew for days. He didn't know for 2 hours, because then I would have been like, maybe.
Well, now we're talking about the fact that, again, he can finally, he's been looking for his friend. He found his friend. He's trying to get redemption for his friend, who was his friend from World War II. So if you're talking about, like, how long this guy's been your friend, like, he fucking wins.
I'm going to say that he was his friend before, and then he got lost, and then shit went
Listen,
down.
He was friends with his daddy, and then Tony has daddy issues, so clearly.
Yeah, I know, but still. Sorry, Cap,
also, young Robert Downey Jr., like, fucking spooked me out, and
no,
I was
but
like,
they did a great job.
No, it looked great, but I didn't know it was going to happen,
yeah,
so
me
I saw
neither.
Him, I was like, whoa.
So, yeah, I went Civil War. So now we have Thor Ragnarok against Iron Man 1. I'm going to go Iron Man 1.
Iron Man 1. It's okay. Ken,
did
it's
you go?
Okay.
Did you go Ragnarok?
You can go Ragnarok.
I went with Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, because it has
I
went,
Hulk.
And I've noticed that I'm gearing more towards having
fun funny
with my movies.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, there's nothing wrong like, with fun in your movies.
There's nothing wrong with Iron Man. Iron Man, obviously, you know, is the beginning. It was the catalyst for what we have now is considered the MCU.
Yeah,
right. And if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have this. You know, it's the grandfather of all this. That being said, Thor Ragnarok is the evolution of Iron Man now.
Well, but look at it this way. If you can't have fun with these movies, then you're kind of just a miserable fuck.
Yeah. But it was, again, and the fact is that they made Hulk a likable character, not just, not Bruce Banner. Not Bruce Banner. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Not Bruce Banner, but Hulk as an actual character.
All right. That would leave Bear and I with Civil War versus Iron Man 1. And that would leave Kenny with Civil War. That is hard. That is that one is the one that I was like, and now what the fuck do
you,
I do?
You want me to give you the coin flip app?
No. I have my solid one.
I have my answer.
Yeah, it's Iron Man.
So do I.
Oh, and mine is Civil War.
Wow. Okay, that's a big surprise. Okay. Yep.
Which one is yours?
I chose Iron Man.
I'm sorry, I had to choose Civil War.
That's fine. I understand.
Well, yours was Civil War,
yeah,
versus,
Civil War
Ragnarok.
Versus Ragnarok.
Mine is Civil War versus Iron Man 1, and that one was really hard for me to choose from.
It wasn't easy, but like for me, it was just, yeah.
Honestly, Civil War is created. It's great to know the movies beforehand, the different phases before Civil War came out.
Yeah.
However, Civil War created the world enough in the beginning for you to understand what was going on in the movie without having to see anything else.
Well, Civil War also does the thing where it does the thing that Age of Ultron wasn't able to do, was it takes this sort of middle, it takes this middle ground and it expands it so that you get into the last act of Phase 3.
Right.
Because you need, okay, Sokovia happens, right? Sokovia Accords get signed. Now you need to find a way to split everybody up so that they have a weaker base when Thanos comes in for Infinity War. So structurally,
freedom versus safety. That's pretty much what you had to go with.
Also, the ending of a single man bringing down gods, I think, is, and the way that it's done is, I really, really enjoyed it. I liked how they introduced T'Challa in there.
Yeah.
You don't gotta do a fucking intro movie for him. They did everything right for him to be able to set him up for his own movie.
No, they did
afterward.
Enough. Kind of the same way what they did with Spider-Man when they brought him into Civil War. They did just enough where you go, this is who he is. You guys already know. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Here's your suit.
Yeah, and the thing with Iron Man, though, is that if Iron Man was the beginning and end, I would have been happy with it. Because it's just, it's so, so fucking good from beginning to end.
Right.
It builds this world to start this very, very beginning of something, and it's just so fucking rewatchable. I've seen it more than any of these other movies by far.
And I loved Iron Man, and this one was a really hard choice for me because it's fucking Iron Man, for one. Two, the catalyst of everything, a really great movie through and through. It had to be a good movie in order for, like we said, for all any of this to happen, everybody had to love that movie. But Civil War... What Civil War did for me as a fan of the movies and a fan of all of these characters was I liked seeing failures in these characters. Like, in all
like
of them.
Flaws?
Like, flaws, character failures, not just superhero failures, personal failures. We get that a lot with Tony. We know that he's a fucking mess. Like, that's common. But somebody like Cap.
Yep.
Seeing something like in Cap, that even Cap, wholesome, well-hearted, that even your great heart can still really fuck somebody else over because of who you chose to give that heart to and who got hurt in the process of that. So that, for me, was a really good thing. And then seeing people who ultimately love everybody having to choose a side and having to do that. So for that standpoint, on a personal level, as an audience member, and just for a second, going into it going, I'm going to pretend none of these people are superheroes and these are just lifelong friends and shit went down. Like, that had that element to it that it was like, this is more than superhero. This is your personality versus my personality versus the loyalty that I had to somebody long before I even knew you fucking existed.
Yeah.
You know, and all of those other things that made me choose Civil War over Iron Man.
And kind of the one thing that still sticks in my head, It's not necessarily a bad thing, but the fact that shows how desperate Tony was, that he literally enlisted a kid to come in. Like, he was so desperate to stop what was going to stop this that he literally brought a fucking kid in, which you can tell. I mean, and the thing is,
he immediately regretted it.
Yes, he immediately regretted it in the fight, and he still regrets it even afterward in Homecoming.
But that sets up everything else for Tony.
Oh, no, it's it's
so brilliant.
It's brilliant.
Yes,
but it's
so brilliant.
It's one of those things where, like, you can see, the flaw. It's like, why would he do that? But then you're like, oh, he's fucking desperate. And then after that, it gives him a new angle.
And a whole new arc.
Yep.
Because now you're going to get, after that, you get a whole new, you get Tony that's totally different in Spider-Man Homecoming. And in
Daddy
Infinity
Tony.
Wars. In Infinity Wars, when something, when that goes down, I mean, how far have we gone from when Infinity Wars came out? We can fucking say it now, right?
At this point, no, everybody knows about the.
Yeah. And what happens to Tony again losing Spider-Man, that's the arc that started in Civil War.
You
know what I mean? Like that whole fucking thing. And they dropped seeds in that in Civil War. You knew he was desperate enough to do it. Then he regrets it when it's been, when it's once he's already done this thing. Then in Homecoming, you see him again regretting it, trying to be better about it, and already planting seeds by having Infinity War start with Tony wanting to have a family and a kid and changing.
Like thinking about having
thinking about a kid, why, what that is triggered, why he's so fucking hard on Spider-Man later. Like, all of those things. Like, it's just another brand new arc for a character that has been here since the beginning. So, I went Civil War for all of those many reasons. So, Kenny, you had said Civil War as well?
No, Civil War, honestly, okay. Yes, Thor Ragnarok had Hulk, right? But Civil War had a lot. No, the one thing I like is the actual tropes that were in this. You had brother versus brother, which is Iron Man versus Cap. You had lovers against one another. You had people who were brought into this, were forced to be brought into this, having to fight and only being on the side because of really their selfish reasons. Honestly, I'm glad that they didn't go the comic book route and use a cosmic bullet to kill fucking
Christ
Captain America.
Thank God.
Right?
I was like, please don't do this. Yeah. They didn't do it. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Right? So I'm happy for that because they had to give it somewhat of a realistic turn in a superhero movie. So it had everything. Again, Baron Zemo wasn't horrible. He wasn't horrendous. I didn't like the choices they made for him, but it's understandable why they did what they did because it ultimately, like you said, set it up for Infinity War.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
and
better
like
making him sorry. It's no, better go ahead. Better making him this guy who does fucked up evil shit, but you get why he does, instead of honestly a stupid cackling villain the way he is that has a fucking mask that he can't. He's a fucking joke, and doing more with him in this way, like, I think one serves the fucking character better. At least he's a fucking character.
I would have liked him to be more of like a disguise, use different disguises like Baron Zemo did, like actually look like other people. But I get it; they weren't going to go that route.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly enough, the end of all of our brackets are fucking Captain America movies for me and Bear at least.
Yeah.
It's two Cap movies.
Yeah. No, I have Cap and Iron Man.
Oh, you have Cap and Iron
another
Man.
Another Civil War.
Oh wow! And I have two Cap movies. Yeah. Oddly enough, my Iron Man fanatic self did not go because, granted, Iron Man is in Civil War because that movie should have just been called Avengers fucking 3.
2.5.
Yeah, or some shit, because that's really what the fuck it was. Everybody's in it. Yes, it's about Cap, but it's also a lot about Tony.
Yeah, Tony's fucking...
Like, if you remove Tony from there, you have no Civil War.
You have no movie, yeah.
So for me, it's Winter Soldier versus Civil War, and for you, it's...
Winter Soldier versus Iron Man.
Guardians of the Galaxy versus Civil War.
Oh, we all have different ending brackets.
However, I believe Q and myself were probably... I'm just going to take a wild stab.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess start Q. You go first.
Civil War.
Okay.
Es el número uno.
Between the way that these brackets were set up, of course, this can change. This is just this particular bracket. I feel like if Iron Man 1 had been on the other side, it would have been Civil War versus Iron Man 1 for me, because Iron Man 1 would have eventually have beat out Winter Soldier for me. But against Winter Soldier, I'm going to go Civil War because everybody's in it, because I get a lot of Tony, who's my favorite character, and his yet another again arc for him. And Winter Soldier is a great movie, but I even like Cap more in Civil War for as big of a dick as he is, and I'm super anti a lot of his things. I do like the stands he's making.
There are logical stands with that character.
Here's the beauty of it. Freedom! This is what I love about it. You see Captain America, who is Captain America, right? And so you think he's going to side with what America wants to do, right? And that's the beauty of his character in Civil War, is he's doing what's right for America, but not what America, the government, is saying that they should do. And so that's, for me, you're rebelling, by also just being even more
patriotic.
Firm.
You're right, more patriotic.
Yeah, you're more. You're rebelling by being more patriotic. Yeah. So that duality of it beats the cap in Winter Soldier, and that is a beautiful story. But I think just Civil War just brings up so many other different things and sets up so much and delves into even more into those characters that we had just been meeting for the first time after Age of Ultron, like Scarlet Witch and shit like that.
Yeah.
So and Vision. So I went Civil War. That's my end. That's my end on this bracket.
And I went with Winter Soldier. With my between Ooh. Winter Soldier and Iron Man, I went with Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier is my fave. Actually, this bracket broke out into my four favorite movies. Winter Soldier first, Iron Man second, Guardians third, Civil War fourth. Like those okay. are the ones that are I've seen multiple times. I've enjoyed them all multiple times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Winter Soldier, got it.
Nice.
Kenny?
Well, mine was a mashup versus a team-up versus a team-up.
A lot of teams.
Yeah, a lot of teams. However, you're going to go with the heavy hitter out of the two. Although, Guardians of the Galaxy, again, great script. Direction was great. It was in spies.
It was all
of that going for it. It's really, again, the way the bracket was set up, it's really like it just so happens to fall in that way. Unfortunately, it went against Captain America Civil War. Which, you know, and Captain America Civil War, it had, again, I forget about Paul Rudd. Oh, it starts, all of a sudden he starts, you know what I mean? It's great. It has a Star Wars reference in it. It has all this good stuff, right? It brought
it has
out
Peter not shutting the fuck up the entire time.
It's cool, bro.
It's
cool arm, bro.
Best. I love it. No, that's exactly how
it's
it
so
to
amazing.
Be.
So amazing.
Yeah, you're from what is it? I forgot what he said. He goes, "You're from New York?" He's like, "I forget what." Like, he had a conversation. Captain America had a conversation with Spider Man.
He's like,
"As Spider Man is trying
like,
not to get
Queens.
Crushed."
Queens, Brooklyn. And you could hear the air horns.
Honestly, it shed light on every single character. Every single character had their own spotlight. Obviously, Captain America and Iron Man had the bigger one out of everybody else. However, it still shined up enough light that if you wanted to, you can leave this movie on its own. Very similar to Guardians of the Galaxy, but Captain America Civil War.
And Civil War sets up another two fucking characters, which is which the whatever the Russos do, those motherfuckers know how the fuck to do it. Like they fucking nailed. They nailed Civil War. They nailed Winter Soldier. They nailed Infinity War. So far, that's 3 for 3.
Which, by the way, Infinity War is not on here, and neither is Ant-Man versus the Wasp.
Ant-Man versus the Wasp.
I mean, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
They ain't fighting each other.
No, they're together.
If Infinity War was on here, it would have...
They'd be horneting.
They'd be stabbing each other with their bug parts. Yep. I don't fucking
know. Yeah, I don't know.
With
whatever.
Their abdomens.
With their abdomens.
Yeah, why not? I don't know.
She's fucking his abdomen.
So we want to know what your end bracket is. So let us know in the comments under this episode on our Instagram or on our Twitter when you did this bracket, what movie you turned out to beat all of these Marvel movies. And if you have a bracket you want to send us, do it. Other than that, thank you for listening. I'm Q. You can follow me on Twitter at Q the Mic.
You follow me, Pedro Cortez, on Twitter at Pedro Cortez Get. It's Cortez with an S. And on Instagram at Gurren Lagann, like the robot anime.
And you can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram under Mr_Under_Score.
And if you want to follow all my workout shit, because that's what I do on Instagram now, you can follow Griffin_Fit.
A lot of underscores.
Somebody had already taken the other one, which is the only reason I had to put an underscore. And I swear, and I cursed Kenny with a fist.
It worked.
Was that person using the account, or was it like a fucking empty account?
No, they used it only up until like March of this year. I was so goddamn mad.
Son of a bitch.
It's okay. Yeah. It was just me. I made a fake account. Called
Griffin. That'd be fucking amazing.
Well, you've lost a lot of weight, pretty lady, because it's a lady. Exactly. So other than that, you can follow The Talking Geek on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter. We also have a Patreon, and we're working on getting our Brunches and Dragons on YouTube and making it also a visual series. And we're also working on some other podcasts. So your $1 goes to all of that, and you guys are getting more bonus content now. As a matter of fact, right now, some fan art from our characters of Brunches and Dragons is on Patreon.
See, I'm worried about this video because you and Brandon are the two good looking ones, and then it's going to be like another four people who kind of look like they play D&D. Let's just put it that way.
You're right. I guess if you were to look at us from a distance,
we kind of look like.
No, it would it's look, not kind of.
We do. And me and Brandon don't look like we would play D&D.
Poor Brandon, the innocent child.
Oh my God.
You'll be able to drink one of these days.
Anyways, guys, until next time, stay geeky.